Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to City Chats, your City of Laguna Beach podcast. I'm Communications Manager Cassie Walder. Joining us today is Mayor Bob Whalen. Mayor, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Cassie. Good morning.
Before we get started, you've been feeling a little under the weather, and I'm happy to hear that you're feeling better, it sounds like.
Yes, I had my first bout with COVID about 10, 12 days ago, but have tested negative for the last couple of days. So yeah, just a little residual, but feeling better, which is great.
That's great. Great to hear. Before we get started today talking about this week's City Council meeting, I did want to mention that the Promenade on Forest public workshop that was going to be held tonight, this Thursday, March 23rd, has been postponed. So we apologize for any inconvenience and we'll be providing a new meeting date as soon as possible. Mayor, this week's City Council meeting was a full one. We went past 11 p.m. I know you don't like to do that, but we had so much to talk about this week. We started off with a proclamation declaring April as National Arab American Heritage Month. And tell us a little bit about this item and why we're doing this year.
Well, we were approached by members of the Arab American community asking us to do a proclamation, and we tend to do proclamations for groups that we think are deserving of recognition from the city. And Arab Americans have been recognized by President Biden and U.S. State Department. This month has been recognized as Arab American Month. And I thought it was appropriate to do it. I was very pleased. We had some local residents who came to receive the proclamation, and the council I know was very supportive of it.
Yeah, a nice group of folks showed up to the meeting, and it was nice to see this proclamation this year. Next, we also had some more good news. We had a proclamation, a recognition for staff who have reached milestone years of service and employment with the City of Laguna Beach. Always fun to see everybody there and, their coworkers show up to support them and cheer them on. This is a great way always to start off a meeting.
Yes, it is. I think, the city manager has instituted this now quarterly to recognize employees, all the way from their first anniversary up to this time. I think we had a couple of 20-year veterans. So it's great. We can take a few minutes, give our employees who, work so hard some recognition. And I know they appreciate it. Some of them had family members there. So that was great.
Yeah, congratulations to everybody who was there that night and received, they get their little succulent plant in honor of their years of recognition. So fun to see that. Moving on, we had item 6, which was pulled. Now, this was the second reading of the Oceanfront Development Ordinance. Why was this pulled? And I understand that, people will still get a chance to comment on it later. We're going to be bringing this item back.
Right. We had a first reading on it a couple of weeks ago. We had a lot of public input at that meeting, and then subsequent to that meeting continued to get, emails and questions and comments and thoughts. So I spent the last couple of days talking with our community development director, Mark Weiner. And in the end, we decided, look, this is a very complex topic. We can do a better job of making sure we've incorporated public comment and input. If we move it to April 4th, it'll be really the only item, the only regular item on the agenda. So we'll be able to spend a couple of hours at it and really dig into the details and see if we can get to a point of moving it along. This has been a long process, though, I would point out, because I know staff's been working with Coastal Commission staff for more than 2 years on this issue of how do we coincide our bluff top rules and regulations with Coastal Commission's interpretation of those. So it's not, and then it was twice to our Planning Commission. So it's received a lot of analysis and thought along the way based on all of that process. But April 4th, we'll be able to spend more time on it.
Wonderful. And folks who wanted to speak on it, I know they got a chance to do that on Tuesday, but I assume they'll be back on April 4th as well, and plenty of opportunity to join in the discussion. And we look forward to that. We then heard a little bit about modifications to the village entrance landscape plan. Now, this is related to parking lot landscaping. So as I understand it, we're replacing a few trees. Is that correct?
Right. I think about a dozen trees. You know, I noticed last fall, late summer, early fall, that several of the trees looked like they were stressed, and several of the oak trees in particular. And yeah, so staff, our arborist has gone out and looked at it and came up with a list of a dozen trees that are going to be replaced with a different kind of oak or a sycamore or a redbud in a couple of instances. So yeah, it really is just a plan to update the trees in the village entrance project that were struggling a bit with some new specimens.
All right, wonderful. And then we had a declaration of a local emergency due to winter storms, and we're requesting state and federal aid. What does this really allow us to do?
This allows us to go back and get reimbursed for costs we've already expended on fire response to the storms over the winter. So, you know, overtime for road crews, you know, with down trees or managing, clearing storm drains, you know, dealing with erosion issues. So all of that, our staff does a great job of keeping track of, and then we get to apply to FEMA for reimbursement for, you know, the added costs that we incurred as a city due to the winter storms.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of that extra work lately. The rain just doesn't seem to stop. I know we need it, but there is some extra expense associated with what it brings. So nice to see that. We also had a discussion now about waiving the exemption under the Public Records Act. Now, this is surrounding a police officer's body-worn camera video in which our city manager, Sheree Dupuis, got a parking ticket. We had some discussion about this, and you've actually seen this video. Tell me a little bit about the video and its release.
Yeah, we had a Public Records Act request. Staff determined that it was an exempt record, and they weren't going to disclose it. So the only only the city council could authorize the disclosure or non-disclosure of the video cam. So we arranged for a process whereby each council member could view it and then reach a conclusion, you know, in their own mind as to whether they wanted to release it or not. In the end, council voted 3-2 to release it. So it will be released in the near future. Yeah, and I viewed it, and it was, in my view, a routine traffic stop that the city manager was pulled over for being on her cell phone. It confirmed her story, her timeline of the incident, with the body cam video starting just before 9:09 in the morning, coinciding with her phone records showing that she was on her cell phone at that time. And, you know, she pulled over and had a very routine interaction with the police officer who did his job, and she did her part, giving him her license and registration, and he gave her a ticket, and that was the end of it.
Thanks for the perspective and additional information. And as I understand it, the body-worn camera video will be released only after some personal information from the video has been redacted. Also Tuesday, we heard an update on the 2022 crime statistics from our police department. It sounds like we learned a little bit about what's going on, and notably our response times. One of the takeaways I got from the presentation, they're faster than the nation's average, which is great. What are some of the things you learned from this summary?
Well, overall, I think it shows that we're a safe community. Our police department is doing a great job for us. As you point out, the response times to the serious crimes, the part one crimes, is below the minimum standard. And then for part two, the less urgent crimes, is substantially below the typical response time around the country. So that is great. You know, enforcement activity is increasing, you know, as we get more activity again in town post-pandemic. There are a lot of DUIs. There was concern about that. That's been historically an issue in the community, and the police, you know, do a thorough job of trying to enforce that. Speeding was an issue. We know that through many of us just observing what we see in town on Coast Highway and Laguna Canyon Road. The good news is we've got now four motorcycle officers who can really, you know, increase the enforcement activity on speeding and DUI and those sorts of things. So I think it's overall, it was a great report, and, you know, shows that our police are very effective at their job, which is public safety.
Absolutely. Also Tuesday, the city council authorized the city manager to execute an amendment with Waste Management. Now, this is about a rate stabilization for an increased residential trash rate. So what does this mean to, you know, a normal resident who's paying their trash bill? What's this mean for the next year or so?
Well, basically, we went out a number of months ago for bids for the first time in maybe 10, 15 years to test the market and get bids for, you know, for a new long-term contract. What this item was extending the existing Waste Management agreement for another year, because it's just going to take that long to implement the new contract. And then we discussed, so there will be some rate increases associated with that 1 year extension that were negotiated with Waste Management. And this item, you know, approved the Third Amendment and directed staff to use some of our existing funds to reduce the amount of the increase that residents are going to see next year. But there will be some rate increase associated with it that we'll address in May.
All right. Sounds good. And that's going to be a public hearing process that's going to be happening at the May 16th City Council meeting. And we'll be discussing maximum rate increases at that time. So then we had a short update on our transit services for the city, and saw some good increases in the use of our public transit services, including, you know, our smart parking program. We had a 47% increase in mobile parking transactions. We had 35,000 riders for our new on-demand Laguna Beach local service and a 90% satisfaction rating, among other things. Also an increase in our trolley boardings as well. The City Council just received this update and also made one change in terms of parking to the Act 5 lot. Is that correct?
Yes. So in the summertime weekdays, we decided we'd like to get the utilization of that lot even higher than it is currently. So we reduced the price of a weekday all day pass out there to $5 from $7. So, you know, the idea is to try to get more people to park at Act 5, hop a trolley and come down to the art festivals or the beach. So we did do that. But yeah, overall, it shows that our transportation demand management program that is very effective and very popular, and you know, I think making a difference in terms of improving mobility around town. So it was very encouraging to see all those numbers that you just mentioned.
Yeah, wonderful to see that, and that people are using it and people enjoy it, and that's what we want to see. We also briefly discussed the new Laguna Beach Community and Recreation Center. So we're going to be the City Council approved the facility reservation program and license agreement policy for this center. So this allows folks to use the center. Is that correct?
Right. It's a fee schedule for, you know, members of the public or groups that want to come use the gymnasium or use one of the classrooms or some of the outdoor courts there. So it sets in place the really an hourly use kind of fee, a weekly and monthly use fee. And, you know, we had some great tours down there for 3 days of tours. Members of the public, I think, really enjoyed it, appreciated it. And there's a lot of interest in the parts of groups to get down there and start using the facility. And these are, you know, what we're calling interim uses, but it'll get it in up and running. And then the city council and staff are working on a long range plan that will be part of our master facilities plan and come back, you know, probably in about 9 months or a year.
Wonderful. Everybody is excited to get out there. As you mentioned, the tours were successful, and folks can't wait to be using this facility and to see what it's going to have to offer. So great to see that. And Mayor, then we heard an appeal. Now, this was an appeal of design review and variance for 705 Marlin Drive. So from what I heard that evening, this seemed to center a bit around parking and driveway parking and also light coming from inside of this home. Was there anything decided here? Or are we going to hear this item again?
It'll come back to council. There was a long discussion about, I think the majority of the council had concerns about the parking. So that's going to be addressed in a different manner. And then council also gave some direction to staff to make some changes to the windows on the south side of the house. So the applicant and staff will have to work and come back with a recommendation for changes that, you know, conforms to the direction the council gave. So I think we're going to hear this again on April 18th, I believe.
All right. And that kind of wraps up our city council meeting agenda. One thing that you mentioned that wasn't on the agenda on Tuesday is that city staff's been meeting with Caltrans to discuss pedestrian safety on Coast Highway. Can you tell us a little bit about those discussions and maybe what's happening down the line?
Right. Obviously, an issue of very high concern for people in the community. We've had, I think, 5 pedestrian deaths on Coast Highway over the last number of months, an unprecedented number. So we got together, and the District 12 director, a gentleman named Ryan Chamberlain, I was very pleased he got on the call. He didn't just shunt this off to, you know, some of his lower level staff. He got on with another chief deputy to say that, you know, they definitely want to work with the city. Safety is a priority for Caltrans. He thought there were solutions here that to help improve, you know, safety overall. Some of them would be educational, some of them would be physical changes. So our staff and their staff are going to brainstorm, get together and see what kind of recommendations can be made. And then I know that this will be a future item coming back to council at some point. I don't know exactly when. It'll be, I think, a few months to work through it all. But they were open to, you know, suggestions that some of our community members had made. For example, they're going to look at considering whether some of those overhead flashing lights could be red instead of yellow. And they're going to look at other potential physical improvements. One of the interesting ones that was brought up by Caltrans that I think we'll evaluate is whether some video enforcement can be used. You can't apparently write tickets off video in enforcement, but he suggested perhaps we'd be a pilot program where, you know, if somebody's speeding through town and you get their license and you can send them a letter saying you were speeding through town, you know, you were going 55 in a 40 mile an hour zone. Don't do that. So that's a possibility. So anyway, a lot of ideas that will be discussed and brought back at some point to council.
Good to hear. And as you said, it's been on the minds of many here in our community. So happy to hear that these discussions are happening, and we'll hear more in the coming months. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. It looks like the rain has stopped at least momentarily for us outside. Do you have any big weekend plans so long as the sun comes out?
Well, no, just looking forward to that. It's been so nice to get an occasional glimpse of sun here in the last few days. But, you know, I'm very pleased that we've been fortunate to come through, you know, although we have had some costs, as we talked about earlier. You know, in general, we have not had any major disasters in town, that's really good news. So enjoy the good weather as it comes. Looks like we're in for a few days of it.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a nice sunny weekend. And I think maybe the rain spacing out as it has in the last few weeks has helped a little bit to avoid some of that damage. But it sure makes for some rainy days. And we look forward to seeing the sun again soon. Mayor, thanks for being here. And thank all of you for joining us again today. We will be back after the next city council meeting in a couple of weeks. Have a great weekend, Laguna Beach.
Join us next week for City Chats, our City of Laguna Beach podcast update, which you're listening to right now on Spotify. Be sure to sign up for our community newsletter, which is sent out each week via text. You can register by texting 92651 to 888-777. Until next time, I'm Communications Manager Cassie Walder. Have a great weekend, Laguna Beach.